Greetings, my name is Nick. I'm one of the pastors here at St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church. I want to welcome you to our online service for today. As we carry on through this time, we seek to continue to encourage and support one another as best we can. I know that a lot of us are feeling weary these days after so many weeks and so many months of this. I've shared with a number of you that for me, it's felt a little bit like we're hiking. And by the time we make it to the top of one hill, we look up and see another even higher hill beyond it. And I may be left with this feeling of, when will this ever end? And maybe it won't. As I've reflected on that struggle that I think a lot of us are maybe feeling and that image that I've thought about, so I've been thinking a lot about this line from a worship song that I love. And one that I've listened to many, many times over the years. It's a song by an artist named Will Regan. And the line goes like this. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. And so we're going to make it there. We're going to make it over this next hill that we're facing right now. And we'll do it by taking a posture of dependence, by continuing to rely on God each step of the way as we've done so far. We'll do this by holding our hands wide open, right? Just trusting that God will give us what we need for this day, for these next few steps, which is what we'll be invited to reflect on as we look at today's reading. And hear today's meditation that Pastor Randy will be sharing with us. There is hope on the horizon. The path will shift downwards soon. In the meantime, we'll continue to climb this mountain with our hands wide open. Together pressing on the upward way, as the old hymn goes. I want to share just a few announcements before we go any further. Hopefully you'll have received our e-bulletin or mail bulletins. If you haven't and you'd like to be added to one of those lists, would invite you to be in contact with the church office. And if you have, as always, invite you to look over those as you have time. We just note as means of reminder that all of our in-person activities and services that as church will continue to remain on hold through to mid-March, at which point Church Council will meet and reassess the situation and make a determination again. Just appreciate your understanding and your patience. I know many of you are eager to get back, and we long for that day together. And note again the delays with the AGM materials, and that's meant that the deadline for submitting feedback has been pushed back as well. And so there's still time if you'd like to submit comments around that. So I invite you to be in touch with one of our council members about that if you wished. And do be in touch if you had any questions or wanted more information about any of our online groups or programs or mailed materials or information about how you can be giving during this time as well. As I share our call to worship and reflect again on that image that I shared at the start, I'd invite you to hold your hands open now, just wherever you're sitting. You could maybe do this by resting them upwards on your lap or cupping them up in the air like this if you wish, just as a prayerful gesture, a gesture of openness and receiving as we seek God in this time and as I share these words from Psalm 107 as our call to worship. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, for he redeemed from the hand of the foe. For he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, their lives ebbed away. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city they could settle, where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
Amen.
Would you please pray with me now? We need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. We need thee, oh, we need thee. Every hour we need thee. Oh, bless us now, our Savior. We come to thee. God, there's much for us to be grateful for these weeks and much cause for hope and relief. And yet it feels some days like we have so far to go yet. So we come to you needing you. We come before you with empty hands, with open hands, trusting you and trusting that as we seek your kingdom, you will give us what we need, as you have given us what we need so many, many times before. God, we pray for our church community, still scattered, still distanced from one another in this time. Bind us together by your Spirit, even while we are apart. Hold us together, God, by your Spirit, even in this time. We hold before you those who are on our minds and on our hearts today, O Lord. Those who are in need of healing, those who are mourning loss, those for whom work and school is especially taxing and trying in this time. God, we pray for our world as well, for those especially who are most vulnerable, those who risk being sidelined by the headlines and by efforts that favor the wealthy and the powerful. We lay before you the rest of our time today, God. Bless the reading of your words and bless our time as we engage with this spiritual practice. We ask that you speak to us as we look and listen for you in this text. Speak to our hearts today and may our lives speak in response. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Scripture reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 31 inclusive. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you? Oh, you of little faith! And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." Thank you.
I'm Randy Clausen, and today we're continuing our preaching series, Practice What You Preach, by inviting you to experience different spiritual disciplines during this season of Lent. As an introductory comment on the series, I acknowledge that within the variety of spiritual practices, not all of them are meaningful to everyone in building relationship with God. In my own experience, I've used different spiritual disciplines at different times of life. Some disciplines I've tried and haven't gone too well. Others I practice for a period of time, and then there are a few that have become part of my regular routine. My mainstay for spiritual practice has been spending time listening to God by meditatively reading Scripture. My encouragement to you is to try different spiritual disciplines and practice what helps you to grow in your relationship with Jesus. That being said, there are a variety of ways we pray. And what is it that you do when you pray? Imagine with me for a few moments and let your mind wander, be creative with this particular scene. We're driving in a car. It's been a few hours and we've shared some good personal conversation about our lives. We're nearing our destination and the conversation has touched upon family relationships and our faith. But soon, we'll be at our destination and go our separate ways. Envision with me that I'm driving and you're in the passenger seat. The conversation's been good, and you're prompted to say to me, "Let's share a word of prayer before we go our separate ways. I just want to thank God for what we've shared together." "Sure," I reply. As the car travels downhill and around a corner, you are suddenly horrified as you watch me, driving, close my eyes to pray. That's what I usually do when I pray. I close my eyes. True story, and I hope you can envision the reaction of my friend Bruce, who wasn't really impressed as we came around that corner and down the hill. What happens when you pray? Prayer is often described as a conversation with God. We talk about our concerns. We ask for guidance, confess sin, ask for forgiveness. We give thanks for what we have received, and we ask for what we need or what we want. And for all our talk in prayer, an important part of conversation with God is listening. Most common form of listening to God is reading, meditating on Scripture. It's God's Word to us. Listening to Scripture and talking with God shape and form the prayer life in a variety of ways. The following I share with you is a guided imagery with Scripture. We know of an upcoming event. We anticipate meeting with someone ahead of time, and we often imagine what will happen and what might be said. Sometimes our imaginary thoughts are realized, and other times we miss the mark. When we imagine these meetings and conversations, we prepare ourselves. We're rehearsing our expectations. Prayerfully reading a passage of Scripture, particularly stories of the Bible and stories of Jesus, it's possible for us to imagine how we might have a part in the story. In the story, we might envision ourselves as one of the characters, or simply an observer. Through this vision, we can hear the words and observe the actions of others, and we might hear the story in a new way. If we can envision ourselves as part of that story, we can begin to pay attention to what's going on, both with the words spoken and the actions taken. Then, as we pay attention to the unfolding scene, we can ask ourselves how we can participate in the conversation and events and join with Jesus or with God in the unfolding story of God's Word. This is an ancient form of prayer, guided imagery. And as a form of guided prayer, the guide sets the scene, while the one praying envisions themselves in that scene, again as one of the characters or as an observer. As a form of meditation, guided imagery prayer allows one to pray by listening and observing, paying attention to the story, prayerfully participating in that conversation and events as it unfolds. The purpose of this form of prayer is to be open to God, open to God's Word, and again, paying attention to your needs of your own heart. Guided imagery prayer is not for everyone, hence I share a word of caution. We each bring our own past experiences into the prayer, and that can evoke some very difficult responses. Therefore, if you're at all uncomfortable following my guidance while reflecting on the Scripture passage, I ask for your patience while others share the meditation. Another aspect of guided imagery prayer is the invitation that if you should want to share of your experience, whether it's a good one or a bad one, if you have questions of any sort, don't hesitate to call or email for further conversation. In the practice of spiritual direction, guided imagery prayer can be a powerful exercise of that conversation with God. And so now I share this as an opportunity for you to listen and to be in conversation with God. The Bible reading shared with us earlier from the Gospel of Luke. With that, I invite you to make yourself comfortable. Be relaxed. Take a few short, deep breaths. Be comfortable and settled. Invite you also during the guidance, feel free to close your eyes to help your imagination envision the scenes, to hear the words. Feel free to have them open as you have need. In the Gospel reading, you heard of Jesus, who is at the edge of town. Crowds have gathered to hear him, and over a period of time, there are those in the crowd who drift away. They have children to feed. They have work to be done. There are things to be tended to and items that need mending. A few of the crowd linger and remain behind, while Jesus keeps speaking to those who listen. Envision yourself as one of those who has stayed, somewhere nearby, close enough to hear. Do not worry about the things of life. It only leads to an anxious-filled life. You hear the voice of Jesus, but your attention drifts to a flock of birds beside the road. What are those birds looking at in the gravel? What is it they seem to find there? Their feathers are sleek as they hop about and peck at the ground. Those feathers are the same in the heat of summer as they are in the cold of winter. How do they adapt with the changing seasons? A boy runs towards them, and the birds scatter into the air. You hear Jesus' voice again. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Watch as the birds take flight and find refuge on the hillside. They disappear into the tall grass. Their flight has taken your eyes beyond the crowd. For your work, you've traveled this road often. Yet it's the first time you notice there's a palette of color in the fields of flowers right there. Beyond the dust of the travelers, you sense a fragrance that you've never noticed before. Your instinct tugs at your mind. There's work that needs to be done. Yet your heart longs to wander among the flowers of the field. Observe their color. Notice their life. Insects float in the sunshine. Flowers dance in the soft breeze. The sun warms the heart as if music were soothing the soul. Recall the rain of yesterday, which nourished the soil. The texture of the flower stems throb with nutrients that enrich the atmosphere. Here there is life flowing. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, take a deep breath. Feel the pulse and the rhythm of your heart. Is there tension in your body? Is there any blockage to life? What occupies your emotions, your concerns? What keeps your feet rooted on the roadway of duty? What is the sweetness of the meadow flowers that draws you to wander among them? Gaze upon the flowers of the field, there, where the birds have disappeared, and the voice invites you to enlarge your faith. Do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. The pandemic we've been experiencing is called a plague. It's a plague because it limits our lives. And the voice says it's not about eating or drinking. about living. It's about living fully, even within the limits. Envision yourself in God's kingdom, where the flowers bloom, where God provides, where God longs for you to flourish. While the flowers wave their fragrance and beauty, in other places there are people in need, those in need of daily bread, need for nightly shelter, need for peace, need for freedom. Your field of abundance and beauty may not be just flowers. Your field might be knowledge, skills, resources, those that can bring healing to others, that can bring justice and peace, that can bring joy. Can you see God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven? The birds circle in the air. Where will they land? The flowers burst forth with seeds, scattered to the wind. Where will they take root? It's the voice of Jesus. Seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. And all will be well. Amen.
Amen.
I trust you're back where you began. But I hope your journey today has changed your outlook. As mentioned at the beginning, guided imagery is not for everyone. And if you'd like to share of your experience or have questions of any sort, do not hesitate to call or email for conversation. I share these words of blessing as we go into the rest of the week. As you reflect on the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, may you know that God provides for you through Jesus Christ. God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. And now to God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to see the church website for more information about the faith community that meets at St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church. Thank you for joining us in worship today, and please check back next week for another spiritual practice as we journey during the season of Lent. Blessings to you.